You're doing this again tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
And Thursday.
And yeah. Thursday
That's
morning.
Right.
Yeah. We might have been able to get through it quicker, but somebody couldn't find neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems to be a recurring theme. Are you sure you don't want to say anything before we go to break, Buzz?
About that? Yeah, sure. It wasn't me.
Okay. All right. Okay. If the glove does not fit, you cannot acquit.
I'm just going to give the facts as I know them, and we will see. I wasn't on his motorcycle.
There was a problem with me finding neutral, but as it turns out, and I have, I think, people to back me up on this, the problem was not me. It was mechanical.
Okay.
Mike?
I have no evidence to dispute that. I truly don't. All I know is that the first exercise, when we were supposed to go forward, Buzz was back at the starting line, and then getting into neutral was a problem. I know that in the first exercise, every time we did it, I don't know how many times we did it.
I don't either.
But every time the instructor went over to Buzz to assist him in the first segment, and
had much the same trouble I was having.
He seemed to.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I, you know, on that one, that's fine.
It did slow us up, and I felt badly about that, but it really was the bike. And they eventually took that bike out, put another one in, never had the problem again.
So then is finding neutral off the?
I'm prepared to remove it from the docket, you know.
But I understand why at the time
you
thought it was funny.
I think perhaps. They did switch motorcycles.
And it never happened again.
I will simply say I believe that was simply to make Buzz feel better.
Yeah, which is why it happened before that, but not after. No cause and effect there, as far as you can see.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Because I couldn't see you. I really, because you can't, you know,
right.
You're not really looking at the other guy in these early exercises.
No.
I know that after the first exercise, they replaced the motorcycle.
I think at the break, while you were calling.
Right. I think really in the long run, it will be necessary.
The call bothered you.
Yeah,
If we could get that.
Is that what you want to race ahead to, especially since we're past the neutral thing at this point?
Well, yeah. You popped your head up when you said about the call that you looked.
Well, I mean, you talked about, you said, do I have a point? And I said, yeah, I'll maybe get later, maybe after neutral. And the point is simply that I had a little trouble sort of concentrating, focusing on what I was supposed to be doing for the rest of the lesson, the second half of the lesson, knowing that Mike had gone sprinting over the hill to, you know, call home to tell everyone what a goof I am. Which, you know, I really didn't see that I'd done anything all that goofy, so I was perplexed and spent the rest of the lesson maybe thinking about that instead of maybe thinking about the motorcycle.
Okay, well, I'm terribly sorry, Buzz. I didn't mean to do that to you.
What you will need to do is come back with a response to that charge from Buzz.
Right.
Formulate your response during these enjoyable sponsor commercials.
Very good. I will be prepared, and I will be quoting one of the instructors. Thank you.
Is that why you brought their phone numbers in?
In case
you needed them as extra witnesses?
No, here's the deal. I will not be quoting that particular instructor. It's Dave, correct?
Dave and Tom.
The other guy, yeah, right?
Yeah, Tom is the
phone
number.
You have Tom's phone number, and Tom is, I think, a very objective person.
Are you going to need him as a witness?
I don't know whether I need anyone as a witness.
Can I get a witness?
I believe I'd like to hear Tom's assessment of the performance of both of us. I think it would be wonderful.
And in that regard, let me also say I think you earned a B out there. If I was going to assign letter grades to each other,
I'd be a little higher than that.
I'd give you a B, maybe a C+. I'd give myself a C or a C-.
Hold on. Would you give Mike a C+?
Well, I would say Mike was slightly better than average out there today, and
we have to be out there on the course with these guys tomorrow, and I think they're very diplomatic with both of us.
Yes.
But perhaps we could. We'll see. It's difficult to put them in that position. I'll
put them in that position. I'll call them up and ask them to give each of you a letter grade. Buzz, you said that you were at worst a C-.
At worst, yeah.
And
I think average
what?
To slightly below average.
Okay, at best a C+.
Right.
And you think Mike at worst was?
At worst a C+. I think he was definitely an above average student.
Okay.
But what would your final grade be for him?
Oh, I'll go ahead and give him a B and give me a C.
And Mike, what would you give Buzz and give yourself?
I'd give myself a B+, and I would give Buzz a C-.
You know,
just for today. But yeah, okay, Rob. Yeah, I'm going to give myself... No, I can't give myself an A.
See, you see a greater difference there, just as you saw greater humor in the whole throttle thing.
The throttle is perhaps the largest reason for that minus.
Right.
Know, otherwise, and here's the deal. This is important.
Yes?
Most of the exercise, and I think Buzz will agree with this, we're not looking at each other. We're not even paying attention
to
each other.
No, you have to focus or you're going to go flying into a light pole.
If I'm grinning and turning around, you know, and looking at Buzz,
right.
then I'm in... that you're straight.
Okay.
But, you know, I
off
will
to your
say
corners, guys.
One other thing before we go.
Yeah.
Towards the end, the very last exercise.
Right.
Bit of a race. Yes or no? A little bit of a race where we kind of being, was that kind of competitive?
Oh, no, I was just trying to catch up with you because he was calling us back in to regroup.
Oh, I thought you were actually trying to catch up to me, and I thought
just to catch up to be in the group.
Oh, really?
He said regroup. So.
Because I'd throttle up just to stay in front of you at the end there.
A-plus.
So knowing that, you mean I can prompt you to take necessary risks.
Yo, you bet your ass, Buzz.
See you tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah. Because here's the deal. I think that
Elston, 0.00.
And I think Tom is a very even-tempered guy.
We agree on that.
Who yeah. They're both, in fact, and there was
they're
a lady right there. I forgot the lady's name.
Diane.
She was a nice... Diane. Mm-hmm. They're terrific.
All right, hello. Don and Mike show. Oh, hey, people, we got a break here. Hello. It's almost quarter till four. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Ah, but hey, you know, I would love for you guys to call Tom because he'd be the expert about whether or not anybody's turned the throttle the wrong way. In all of his years of experience, has he ever seen anybody do that? You got to ask him about it. That'd be great.
Okay.
I bet these guys have seen it all.
Yeah.
But we'll have to ask him.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll have to ask him.
And again, Mike, the grade you would give yourself. Well, I wrote him down. Rob, did you write that? We wrote him down. We'll get the grades from those guys.
Yeah, I give myself a B plus.
B plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a novice.
And how many more points to get to? On your list?
Well, we covered both the neutral. We really haven't covered the new motorcycle. It's kind of related to neutral. They gave Buzz a new motorcycle.
Right. Yes.
Buzz had indicated it was a mechanical problem.
Right.
I think basically it was just an inability to find neutral. But we will disagree on that forever.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
And there would only
we'll settle that on the court.
You know, the two one we got to before two more points basically is the comment by Dave the instructor commenting on Buzz on Buzz's posture.
Uh-huh.
And then Buzz threatening directly to me, not to the instructors, to remove himself entirely from the competition.
Compelling arguments. And Buzz, you'll be ready?
Yeah, Did I say competition? I meant the course.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Heard me? Get on out of here before I have to throw you out. And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it? This is what makes me think so.
Okay, you don't have to start a war.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
Oh, man, would let me have it right across the puss.
Right across the old puss.
Listen, it's a vacation, a day in May.
Wow.
Right. Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas. And you'll have a chance to win that courtesy of Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Every day in May, a vacation to Las Vegas. We'll give it away today. Here's all we'll tell you. It will involve... Hi, Pointer Sisters. It'll involve your cell phones, but you will not have to come down to the radio station to fly.
Very good.
That's all we'll tell you for now.
Well, you don't have to destroy them either, right?
No, you do not.
You know, the nice thing about those cell phones, they're getting really popular.
They're catching on.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing more of them now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to catch on.
Really?
Well, can I tell you something else?
What?
I think this whole thing with them getting smaller, that's a fad.
Yeah. They're going to go back to the original size.
I like mine about the size of a shoebox.
Uh-huh.
That's what I like. As a matter of fact, the original shoe phone that the guy on Get Smart had.
Max Smart.
Yeah. I like the World War II models, you know, where you'd actually carry the suitcase
and the crank
and have the big superwoman with the antenna.
Like Elvis had.
That might be the way. Yes, Elvis had his in a briefcase, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he would make someone else carry it. It's time to make a call.
They're heavy.
And also, that's, I guess, the same thing that they used on MASH a lot when they would be out in the field.
Field
they'd
phone,
have the, the generator thing.
Right. It's a lot of fun.
Generator.
Generator. Motocycle.
Generation.
Lesson.
Training. Training, Don.
Okay,
I said that to you yesterday. You know, lesson sounds like we're learning violin.
Okay, how many points are left on your list?
Two.
Okay, and they are?
The one instructor that commented on Buzz's posture. on the motorcycle. Towards the end, that was at the end of the course. Do you remember
perhaps
what he said?
No, I didn't hear it.
He was said it in front of you.
Oh, really?
Said, yeah. He didn't do that behind your back.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't say anything behind your back.
Oh, okay.
But it's something like the last time I saw a posture like this, my doctor told me I had to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
That was funny.
Yeah. I would have responded because I've already had one.
I thought was a little bit comical. That was the other guy. That's not the guy we're going to
call. I was a little tense in that half of the, you know, the post phone call part of the
right
lessons.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe I wasn't as relaxed.
Blaming me, you see, for the entire that phone call ruined your day today. That's it.
It did, but I didn't have the muscle problems that you seem to have.
You're right.
You brought up something about age. You said you felt old.
Yes, I did. Yes.
I did not feel that.
Okay,
strangely
good.
Enough.
Good. Give it to me.
I'm older than you are.
That's fine.
Burbank climbs back into
that's
the
fine.
Ring.
I'm not sore.
That's
and you
fine.
Were talking about
yes.
being sore.
I was
didn't
sore.
Get that.
Yeah. I was sore, and they told me it's because I was on the smaller bike that's why I was a little bit sore trying to do
that. You had problems with your bike, too.
I suppose if you want to look at it that way. But
the duel we've got going
on. I think I probably handled the obstacle course fairly well, though.
You did very well.
Yeah. You did. Yeah.
I was a little distracted.
That's true. I might have been sore,
angry.
But I didn't threaten to quit.
Yeah. Right. No, that's true. That's true. But then I didn't run over the hill to call someone. So.
you have no reason to.
Uh-huh. not yet.
Yes. And, you know, I'm very big in that, too.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a different day.
It is.
Buzz.
And we'll be looking at each other tomorrow. He's going to screw up first.
Yeah. So before we call the instructor, your bone of contention, as I understand it, is that you didn't like that Mike was calling.
I found myself thinking about that the latter entire half of the lesson and not really focusing on what I was doing.
That's all that's on your list.
Yeah, that's the main thing, yeah.
Mike's got the seven things on his list.
Yeah. Six, seven.
Hairnet, throttle, neutral, new motorcycle, colonoscopy, Buzz threatens to quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just today, though, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, you know, the whole thing, and I was telling somebody this outside, the throttle was it brought me so much joy.
It did.
That I couldn't keep it to myself. It was that to me was the tone setter, but also the neutral thing when we were doing the first exercise, and it was just like, you know, going on and on
yes,
and on.
It was tedious even for me.
This is true. And I have no, I cannot dispute Buzz as to whether or not it was a true mechanical issue. I was not the guy.
Our instructors will be
standing,
able to fill us
yes,
in on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And is the phone call issue resolved now? The fact that...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I brought it out in the open, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. I told him I called you, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
I did that at the course. Maybe